A Brazilian commercial airliner plunged into the Amazon rainforest last Friday afternoon in a tragic crash that killed 155 people. Investigators are looking into the possibility that the Boeing 737 collided mid-air with a small private twin-engine jet. That plane carried seven people, all of whom miraculously survived. Joe Sharkey was one of them. He is a columnist with the New York Times and joins us now on the line from New Jersey. And Joe, the wonderful to hear from you has special resonance right now, I should say.
Yeah, wonderful to be here, actually.
Do you feel like the luckiest man in the world today?
Well, there are, you know, there were seven of us on board the plane. I guess I'm the most lucky one because I had, I'm the one who... you know, I wasn't part of the airplane company or the manufacturer, and I wasn't one of the two pilots who are just stricken because they, you know, they didn't know what happened, and you know, they're still confined in Brazil, and they're still under intense questioning by the authorities there.
Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, we were flying from San Jose dos Campos, where Embraer, the aircraft manufacturer. Has its plant in a brand new plane that it just picked up that had just been picked up that day. I hitched a ride home. This is a charter airplane, a charter air company called XL Air, and the plane was a $25 million Legacy 600, actually a large jet, the mid-size cabin on the large side, 13 seats. There were five passengers, including me, meaning that's why they asked me to, you know, if I wanted to hitch a ride home. We were headed from the Embraer plant to a city called Manaus, which is deep in the Amazon. It's where the various rivers form to make the to begin the Amazon for basically an overnight. We're going to get up at land there, get up at dawn, look at dawn on the Amazon from a boat. And then head back to the United States. So we're flying there. We're now literally over the middle of the Amazon rainforest, and I'm sitting next to the left wing, with the shade down, and I hear a bang, not a boom, and just a bang. The bang was very similar to a car fender bender, metallic kind of bang, and I felt a jolt. And then nothing else. We continued flying in a stable way. I heard somebody up front, one of the other passengers, saying, "We've been hit." He didn't scream it. He just said it as a matter of course. And I looked out. I opened my window shade and looked out, and my heart just dropped because I saw the end of the tip of the wing where it curves up in what's called a winglet. It's a 5-foot sort of curved end of the wing. Had been sheared off, and I thought, "Oh no, this cannot be good." And it turned out that it was not good.
You were able to watch the pilots in the cockpit,
yeah.
Which is something that we probably wouldn't have been able to do if this had been a commercial.
Because the cockpit door is open.
What were they doing, and what were they saying?
They were. I watched them very carefully because I thought, "Now this is. I'm going to get my information basically from body language from the pilots." Two guys, they were experienced pilots. I saw them. They were obviously in a crisis mode, but they were not panicking. I saw them working. You could just tell by the body language that they were working in tandem. I said in the paper today, like infantrymen. They looked like things were under control, but it was clear that we were in a crisis.
And what happened? Well, first of all, just quickly, if you'd tell me, what was the landing like?
Well, the landing was hard and fast. The airport, they couldn't find an airport, and they were considering ditching, which would have been very difficult.
Because you were in the rainforest.
In the rainforest, right. It would have been fatal. Our wing was deteriorating. The wing skin was starting to deteriorate. So in the last 15 minutes, it was pretty well... we were pretty well resigned to the fact that we were going to go down. It was apparent we were going to go down. And there was no airport in the area that they knew of, but suddenly an obscure air base deep in the Amazon turned up on whatever the device is that shows the code for an air base, And I saw the pilots looking intently, and I heard one of them say, "There's an airport." And sure enough, pretty much, you know, we only had probably 10 minutes left of flying. There was this beautiful runway that just came out of nowhere, appeared.
That's an amazing story.
And not knowing what was on the runway, now they brought it down.
That's amazing. And very briefly, Joe, I'm afraid we're just down to our last couple of seconds. How did you find out about the crash of the Boeing 737?
3 hours later, after a lot of speculation about what had occurred, it never occurred to us that another plane had hit us and that we could possibly have survived it. No one's ever heard of a situation like that.
And how do you process what's happened to you? What do you think about what's happened to you?
About the intersection of those lives. We were the ones, the lucky ones, but I think deeply about the 155 people who passed by me in a flash and went to their deaths, and I never knew anything about it. The bodies haven't been found. I think deeply about those people.
Joe Sharkey, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Joe Sharkey writes the On the Road column for the New York Times. He and six others survived what appears to be a mid-air collision over a Brazilian rainforest. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.